Father God, Lord, this day, Father, we come before you, Lord, as your people. Lord, we come before you, Father, with grateful hearts, Lord. Grateful, Father, for Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, and the reason that we have hope and joy and peace and direction, Lord God, in life this moment, Father. So, Lord, this day, as we just come before you as your people, Lord, we ask and pray, Father, for the leading and the guiding of your Holy Spirit, the one that leads and guides us into all truth. We ask, Father, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done in and through our lives. Lord, we ask, Father, for your perfect plan and your peace and your presence to be manifest more and more, Lord. Lord, we truly desire, Lord, nothing more than just you, your plan, everything that you would have for us, Father. So let it be, Father. And so, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, we do bind every demonic spirit, every assignment of the devil, every hindering attack of the enemy, Lord, in Jesus' name, and we cast it out. And Father, in this place, Lord, at this time right now, Lord, we just release and yield to the free flow of your Holy Spirit, Father. We pray, Lord God, that everything that comes forward here would be according to your will, your plan, and your word, Father. And I acknowledge openly that it's your spirit in me that's good. To your spirit, Lord, we yield, I yield as we go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. Amen. Well, how are you today? Good? Sorry. I was watching Punesha's example and my mind was going as well. You know, it's interesting because if you take this, okay, if this is something directional, this is a nice big pot full of water, yes? If it's going this way, oops, sorry, I'll clean it up later. If it's going this way, can anything fill this? Imagine if God is a waterfall coming from heaven, flowing down. Can anything go into this that's coming from the source of heaven? No, you can be under the waterfall of heaven. You can be in the absolute, just Niagara Falls. Have you ever seen the picture of Niagara Falls? Have you ever seen this big waterfall it's a massive waterfall and there's all of this water coming down, so much is coming down. But if you took this pot here upside down and you put it inside of Niagara Falls and you brought it back out, would it have anything in it? Why? Because it's up, it's facing the wrong direction. It's facing the wrong direction to receive anything that might be coming to it. So when Jesus talks about being the way, the truth, and the life, and what repentance is a 180 degree turn to face in the right direction. So he's a way. He's a way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And when you have turned your life to face Jesus and you are on that direction, you're moving in that direction, you're facing a way where something can actually fill you that's coming from the Father. Does that make sense? Because you know something that's interesting is that there is, people will fly all over the world to try to get wet. They will go to crusades and to conferences and to revival centers. How many of you have heard of, oh, there were so many. There was the Toronto Blessing, there was the Brownsville thing, there was this thing there, that thing there, probably stuff all over India. People running, catching buses, trains, planes to get to places where they thought they heard God is doing something. But they got there, and they got there like this, and they went home like this. And they might have felt the ruffling of the waves and the water and all of this stuff coming down. Oh my, what a great experience. And they go home and there's nothing there. You can be around experiences, you can be around different things, but again, even back to the passage that Punesh was sharing, is from within. And if there's nothing within, you're empty. And ultimately, one thing that we deal with in this world is a lot of very empty people. The emptiness that's found in the world, you cannot buy something to fill that. I've seen a lot of people try. And the more that they try, they just keep going, they get more and more frustrated. Go Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And verse 20 says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, we've read this verse before, when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Verse 20. Now, you know, the interesting thing about the kingdom being within, if the kingdom is within, is it something that you can see with your natural eye? On an absolutely purely natural level. I mean, sometimes you may see somebody and oh wow, that person glows, or that person, but on a natural, tangible level where you can say, here is a house, here is a building, here is a place, can you quantify that? See, when Jesus came to the world, when Jesus showed up, one thing that they were expecting with this Messiah that was going to come, they were expecting, they kept asking, you know, are you now going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Are you now going to do this? Are you now going to set up this messianic reign that will put down the Romans and that we will now have our earthly kingdom that we can touch, see, get our hands on? And so when when Jesus would throw out a statement like this, look, the kingdom of God is within you. It would, especially before the resurrection, and now we understand this. It's like somebody talking about traveling to the moon before a spaceship was made. So it's talking about something that is there, but it's so hard for people to get their minds around it if they're trying to understand. In John chapter 3, Nicodemus was trying. He was like, "How? I want to try to get this, but how do I get born again? How do I go back into the mother's womb to be born again? I don't get this." But now, today, for those that know Christ Jesus, you and I, we understand because you've had that experience with the Father. There was a point in time where the Spirit of God came and knocked on the door of who you were, and your eyes were open to, oh my gosh, I need Him. I need this. Now there was an awakening that took place. And there was a new person that came forward in this whole situation. That person, the direction of who they were, was facing now the Father. That the direction, wherever you were lying before, you may have been going this way, something. But then, this person was facing the way, the truth, the life. And as they were facing that way, the journey begins. You know, something I've been thinking about just even over the last couple of days was how many things that we've done as an organization, as a group of people that we've been involved with, even over these last few years, a very short time. I mean, when I look at just different faces here, and I know the number of lives that each of you touch and work with on a weekly basis, I mean, this is thousands and thousands of people. And you think of all the houses that have been built, and the people that have gotten school books, and the livelihood programs, and all of those things that have happened, right? Okay, good things, nice things. But was that the purpose? Was that the reason? Was that the reason that God called us? Was the reason that God called us to do those things? Was the reason that God called us, was it to do those things? It's a good question to stop and ask. Because we're doing a lot of things. It's a good question to ask. Did God call me to do all of those things, or were those things, here's another question, were those things that God had us to do part of the process and the journey that we have with Him? You see, there's something in... Should I say that again? Okay. Was there... Yeah. Is there... Not about the things that we do, but is the things that we do part of the process, the journey, the way that we're going with Him? Was that part of what God had to teach us along the way? Is that part of the journey? See, the world that we live in, it's completely an external world. It's an external world. Everything's on the outside. What you can see, touch, feel. So it's all about what you can get a hand on, get a handle on. And so we're surrounded by that. We're surrounded by people that think like that. We're surrounded by people that's the way that they relate to life and their time here in the earth. And so when we encounter those people, even there, you have to know for yourself the way that we relate to the Father, and we cannot allow ourselves to relate the same way they do. Because see, one thing that happens is God has us to do things. He does. He has us to do all kinds of stuff. But the things that we do are part of the journey that is a response to our obedience to our walk with Him. And the result and the success is in the obedience. See, I really want to communicate this today. See, God speaks to us from His rhema. He gives us a word that you and I need for this day to walk with Him. It is a fresh word. It is a word that comes from Him. It is your daily bread. He will speak to you in this moment exactly what you need from His throne to move forward. So He strengthens us to walk across this wilderness of life. He will give you the word that you need, that I need, to do that this day. Now the rhema of God, that bread that comes from heaven, that bread of life, that spoken word that comes from Him, is a living word spoken into your heart, that when you receive that and you follow what He says for the day, your strength, your faith is built. So Romans 10, where it says in Romans 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When Romans 10:17, yeah, sure, go ahead. Again. Romans 10, verse 17. That word that he's speaking about is God gives you exactly what you need. He speaks to you exactly the instruction and the direction you need for this day. So we get a fresh word from him, fresh baked bread for this day for your soul. And your faith is when you receive that in, when you receive that into to who you are for this day, and you walk that out, your faith is built, your faith is strengthened. This is an individual thing between you and the Father. So I can't do it for you, you can't do it for me, but we can encourage each other in that journey, in that process. And with a word like that, God can tell you five times, He can tell you to go left, and the next day He can tell you go right. And that's why when John was in John chapter 3, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said that we, his people, the ones that follow are led by the Spirit, we are like the wind. Can you tell me which direction the wind is going to blow? Can you tell me that it's always going to blow from this way to this way? No, you can see it blowing that way for a little while. Give it 2 hours, it may go the other way. It may stop, it may not be there. So God's people are like the wind. We are a peculiar people in this world. Now another question. Can you see the wind? Or do you see the effects of the wind? Think about it. Do you see the wind or do you see the effects of the wind? No, what we see is we see the effects of the wind. We see what the wind does. If you see a tree swaying, it's because it's the effect of the wind, but you can't see the wind for yourself. So likewise, so many of these things that we do, good things that we do while we're here, these are the effects of our walk and our relationship with God, but this is not our relationship with God. So building 400 plus houses is not our relationship with God. Cleaning wounds is not our relationship with God. What those things are, is those are an overflow of our walk and our connection with Him. So again, if I take this pot and now I start filling it up and it's filled, she stopped. If the Spirit of God keeps going, He overflows. Shall I make a mess to make an example? Or no, so it's what happens. In Buddhism, the teaching is to empty yourself, yes? The teaching is the goal is you empty yourself of everything, empty yourself of all desire, empty yourself of all of these things, and just come to a place where you're completely devoid of anything, and then you just receive your nirvana, your enlightenment, yes? Okay, this thing is empty, right? Is it really empty? Is it really empty? No, it's even got air in it even now. Whatever you try to do with any vessel, there will always be something that's inside of it. And you don't live in a vacuum. You leave this vessel here, you leave this pot here for 2 days, some spider will go inside and make a home. You try to empty yourself in this country. No, you know what God does, this is, I love this with Jesus. Jesus comes, and what does He say? Does He say be empty? He says be filled with the Spirit. Yes. Okay. Alright. So, we're going to clean this later. But be filled with the Spirit. So, first the direction. You're on the direction. You're on the way. Now, as this is happening... Okay, wait. Let me stop. If there are things inside that are not supposed to be there, what's happening when I'm pouring this water in? It's getting upset, it's getting stirred up, it's getting, and this is part of the thing. And you know, a lot of people don't like that. Because now God's, the light's exposing things, it's showing things, it's revealing something that's there. And so what happens is, but He keeps going. As long as you are on the way, as long as you're facing the right direction with Him, He will keep, you will keep going. So it'll keep stirring things up. And that's why too, we're a people that stay on that direction. We're a people that stay on that path. So we continue to remain on that direction, and He continues to pour in. Until... Ah, wait. Now it keeps going. I could keep going, but we get the point. Right? No, he keeps going. He keeps pouring in, right? Now, when you reach a certain point where this, the water that's in there, or whatever's in there, is what's happening? It's being pushed out. And it's overflowing. And if something remains in the place where that is, the flow is coming in continuously through the Spirit of God, whatever's in there that's in you will be pushed up and out. So the goal is not to be empty. The desire is to be filled, to be filled with the Spirit. It's a place of your affections, of your heart, of your desire, of your direction that you're choosing. And so what happens is He keeps pouring into you. If you make up your heart desire, your mind, that you say, okay, Lord, I will I will go in that direction that you put me, whatever it is. Whatever flows from you is whatever I will receive this day. And you stay in that place. There will be an overflow of the Spirit of God over and through you. Go back to Jesus again, last day of the feast. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Out of your belly will that water that he drinks in, that out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. What is that? The outflow, the overflow of the rivers of living water is the overflow, same thing here. It's the overflow of the Spirit of God pouring through the life of somebody that's walking with Him. Okay, but back to this also, it's something that takes place within. It's something that happens within. This is where every individual, every unique person, this is where it comes down to something between you and the Father. See, this is where, you know, I'm amazed. There is so many religions in this world that will validate you if you want them to. They'll tell you you're okay. But the problem is, anything that's external, this comes down to between you and the Father. Now call yourself whatever you want to. Labels don't matter. People will label you. But ultimately, it will come down to where is your heart and your connection with the Father. You know, just thinking about so many things that have happened, lots of good things have happened. But in that process, there's a lot of things that have remained the same. For example, when a house is built for somebody and they move there, does someone come and take their old spot on the beach? Someone falls and cuts their leg and Punesh cleans them up and fixes them up and puts them on their way. Tomorrow someone else will do the same thing. And in this country, after the tsunami and all that's happened, now we have more IDPs than we've ever had before in this country. So as we continue on, you know, even Jesus, when he was in the world, when he left this world, there were still a lot of sick people. When he left this world, all the problems of the world were not fixed. Think about it. All the problems of the world wasn't fixed. Here came the Messiah. He came to the world. He came, did what he did. He died on the cross, rose from the dead, and the world's problems aren't fixed. No, but in his kingdom the problems are fixed.
No.
Again. Come again. Because he is making all things new. He is restoring all things. Right? There is a point in time with every one of us where he will wipe away every tear. But what's happened is as he's in the process of making everything right, his people turn and are in the right direction to go with him. But one thing I'm coming to the realization, we're not going to fix all the problems this world has. But I do know that the people of God are people that have solutions. Because all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding comes from the Father. So unless you're connected to Him, you're not in even a place where you can receive solutions. So I for myself, I'm encouraged and also I'm sobered. I'm realizing more of, you know, what time in this world will be. What's some things that we know? Well, one, we know that the Father is with us. We know that if wherever we go in connection with Him, whatever we do, all of that, He said, I will always be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So it's an amazing thing in a very lonely world to always know that He is with us all the time. Well, another thing that we know is that our lives, when you're in connection with Him, we have purpose, we have significance, we have reason for being. But the things that we do are not the reason that He saved us. Those are an overflow of our walk and our relationship and our connection to Him. So there may be times where God will put you somewhere for 6 months and you won't talk to maybe anybody. You'll just spend your time in prayer. Or there may be times that you're doing so many things and working with hundreds and thousands of people. All of it is important if that's where He has you for that moment. The key is to be in step with Him. To be in step. To be when He's going, you're going. And so for us, we cultivate that. That's what our prayer life does, is it hones that relationship so that we and His thoughts and our thoughts become one. Back one last verse. John chapter 1. You remember last time I talked about what was the first thing that Jesus asked? John chapter 1. He said, in verse 38, you remember he said, what do you seek? What seek ye? What are you looking for, right? And the first thing that Jesus asks, like that's the first question he throws out, but the first thing that he requests of these people is, in verse 43, he says, follow me. And you know, the Spirit of God does that with all of us. He gives us that knock and He asks us to follow. And different people, for different reasons, choose to not, but there are those that realize the Savior, and no matter what it costs, they say, I will go with that. And as Jesus did that in the natural while He was walking through the world, He said, it's better for you that I go, because when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one that does that with each and every one of those that are His this very day. The Father draws them. He's knocking at the heart. And like Philip, even in that, in the case in John chapter 1, he says, yes, I understand this is the Father. Okay, I'll go. And it's an amazing journey that we get to walk. It is an abundant life. It is an abundant life that Jesus calls us into in John chapter 10. And there are many, many, many things that we will do along the way. But the process of us walking this thing out, it's the work that God does within, and His transformation of who you are to reflect Him, that's the process. And He is chipping away at all the other pieces until what's left is a beautiful reflection of who He is. So we yield to that process, we open ourselves up, and we choose, no matter what, to remain on that track and go with Him each and every day. Okay, my time is up. So I have to stop there for the day.